Hey there, welcome to Taraneni, the podcast where we engage in meaningful community conversations that sometimes aren't really being given enough light of day. It is me, your host, Taufaneti, and let's dive into this very important episode. I say important because this episode, like I had alluded to a couple episodes back, will be looking more on the positive end of the spectrum. Some brilliant young Zimbabweans excelling in what they're doing, and we're going to hear from them in a bit. I couldn't physically go and sit and chat with the two gentlemen you're going to hear from in a moment, so you'll pretty much just be hearing the audio file of what they had to say after a brief chat, you know, over text they sent it through. I blame COVID, but it is very, very real, and we have to be very responsible in order, you know, not to get it and spread it to our loved ones. Remember to sanitize and wear a mask if at all you have to leave your house, and just stay safe. So the two gentlemen you will hear from in a bit are Kudakwashe Gadzikwa and Rashawn Gutura. One's just published his debut book, 1,000 Miles, which is available on Amazon. And the latter is a budding entrepreneur currently with his motoring startup, Kazo 5. Let me not say too much and let you hear from them yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Kudakwashe Gadzikwa. I'm 19 years old, turning 20 in November, and this is my first year out of high school. I was at St. John's College, and I decided to write a book in that time period that I was out of high school. So that took about 5 months, and then like 2 months of like editing and whatnot. I'm planning to study international business administration in university. What inspired me to write the book was, first of all, my mother, who wrote her own book based on leadership, also based on like experiences in her life. So that really inspired me to write my own book. And the other thing that inspired me to write my book was just my life experiences, and I guess I was looking for a way to heal, and yeah, just a way to heal from all the things I'd been facing from 2018 to when I started writing it. And those things are still ongoing, but obviously not to the extent of which they were when I wrote the book, because I have healed, I guess. What is my favorite book? At the moment, I feel like my favorite book is Mine. Okay, I'm joking. But my favorite book is Milk and Honey. I think I've said that many times, even when in the newspaper article I even said it. It's my favorite book, and she's my favorite author. Just the way it's written, how vulnerable it is, and how simple it is to read. How do I feel as a young Zimbabwean to have accomplished this? I feel a lot of emotions, including anxiety, happiness. I feel very accomplished, and I feel accomplished in the fact that I think I'm inspiring other young people to also write their own books and also do their own thing and go after whatever they want to do without thinking about what other people will think. So I feel very accomplished and happy that I've done that, especially at my age, 19. I'm not even 20 yet. Do I plan on continuing to write? I feel like for now I'm gonna put it on hold, because it's very time consuming to write a book, and I think for now I've told my story, and if anything else comes up, I will definitely write another book and tell my story. But for now, I'm chilling. But will I write another book? Most probably in my 20s. What do I think stops young Zimbabweans from achieving some of their dreams? I would say that it's a lot of procrastination, people just not wanting to do it, or saying that they're too young, or thinking that we don't have enough resources in Zimbabwe to do what you want to do. But the fact is, you can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it and you put time to it, dedicating time to it. So that's what I feel is stopping people my age from doing what they want to do. What would I say to another 19-year-old with a dream that they're looking to get off the ground? I would say, if you're thinking about something in the moment, do it. Don't wait, or else someone will take your idea, or someone will think about it before you do. Do it in the moment. Do it in the moment. Do it. Believe in yourself. Don't think that you can't do it. I would say that us young people are the future. We need to start getting more involved in things like agriculture. I know people, a lot of people my age are not into that, and business, because we literally are the future. We're going to be taking over our, like when our parents are gone, we're going to need to take over. We can't just leave those projects. So we are the future. We should start getting more involved in those things. I don't think people know this, but it's very important to have a good support system when you're trying to do something which is hard, or have a project, or, you know, it's really important, because at the end of the day, your project will be nothing if no one supports it, or if no one buys into it. So having parental support is probably the most important. It's actually very motivating to know that someone is out there believing in what you want to do and what you're doing. So it's extremely important. And the last thing I would say I want to share is that your emotions are valid in every single way. The way you feel is valid. Never let anyone tell you that your emotions or your feelings or your thoughts, your emotions are not valid, because they are. And emotions and feelings are literally what make up a human being. So never let anyone tell you that you're not important, and just know you're valid. That's what I'm gonna say. Just know you're valid. Just know your emotions are valid. Your thoughts are valid. And yeah. Why don't you give me more stand well? If you would feel my soul, come near, sweetie. Why don't you give me more stand well? Military Tosh. If you would feel my soul, come do this, sweetie. Hey. Greetings, everyone. My name is Rashawn Gutura, and I'm a young serial entrepreneur from Zimbabwe with various interests in different sectors of business in Zimbabwe. And I would really like to thank the host of the show, Mr. Tawanga Fonetti, for having me over. I think for me, what inspired me to start a company and a business was, growing up, I'd always used to see my father. My father was one of the reasons why I started one, and why I decided to choose this career path. Because I saw how he was. He had freedom of time. He could literally afford to give himself certain luxuries he wanted. And I would see that. And growing up, I wasn't a spoiled kid, you know. So that really drove me to work my way to get what I want, you know, what I wanted. Which was good, because now when I look back at it, I really appreciate that, you know. So that was one of the reasons I decided to become an entrepreneur.
and start some companies. And I think it's something that I'd always also wanted, dating back from high school. I remember when we were now choosing subjects, and I saw business studies was one of the subjects. This was back in Form 2 in a life skills lesson. And then I was so excited because I knew that was exactly what I wanted to do. So those were like my base inspirations. But as I went along on this career path, I found even more reasons to open even more companies in various sectors. Actually, I can't really say I have only one favorite. I'd say I have several, but if I had to narrow them down, it'd have to be a tie between my father and Dr. Strive Masiwa, my father, because he was the one who inspired this career path for me, you know, being an entrepreneur, starting companies. And with Dr. Strive Masiwa, he is the only billionaire, according to Forbes, from Zimbabwe, you know. And also, most importantly, he's a Christian entrepreneur. He's based on godly principles. I'm a Christian and a strong believer in God. So it really inspires me when I see someone who can be ethical, someone who can be godly in business, because I know that the business world can be a very tough and rough one. You know, people can try to get things their own way, you know, in ungodly ways, you know, by all means, you know. So I would really say these two, it would have to be a tie, you know, but there's so many others, you know, that really inspire me. They bring different characteristics and traits to the table. And when I compile them, I think I would have the kind of entrepreneur that I myself would want to be. Well, I really feel good about myself. I feel proud because I know that I'm contributing to building a Zimbabwe that I want to see future generations live in. A Zimbabwe that I hope to live in myself. Because a prevalent trait is that most people after high school, they tend to go abroad for university in the hope of getting a job there and settling down there. But to be honest, that's not really gonna contribute as much to our economy, is it? So I really feel good and proud of myself because I know that I'm contributing to building my country, which I so dearly love and so believe in. You know, we were once the breadbasket of Africa, and I believe that through capitalizing the assets we have, through driving young entrepreneurs and inspiring them to open these businesses and revive industries, we can be the breadbasket of Africa again. On this one, you know, the points, I can't possibly exhaust them, but I have two in mind that are really important, that I've experienced myself, that I'll speak from experience. And the first one being finding capital. Finding capital in Zimbabwe is very difficult because in general, we're not a very business-minded country. I'm sure we can both agree on that one. We're not a very business-minded country. So it's taboo. It's taboo for you to go to someone and be like, yo, I got this business idea of mine. I need some funding. Especially being young, because I'm sure if you look back at your record, people know you when you used to play, to be playful and less serious about life and less ambitious, if I may say. But the moment you get more ambitious, I guess people will really take you seriously because they're like, ah, this guy, he's young. Or if it's people you know, they were like, ah, we used to know him from this, playful, whatnot, kind of thing. So finding capital is generally hard in Zimbabwe. It's a challenge that I've experienced myself. It's very, very difficult. It's a big, big challenge that I think it needs to be rectified and something needs to be done. But I guess it all starts in the mind. The moment Zimbabwe as a country becomes more business-minded and more open to different, you know, things that drive, you know, innovation and change, then I think it will be very easy for young people to achieve their dreams, in my opinion. And another one is criticism. So many dreams have been shut down before they even took off because of criticism. Criticism from your friends, your family, or anyone, really. It's something that I've faced myself, but I didn't let it stop me from going for my dreams. And the mistake most people make is when they receive negative feedback or criticism, they give up, they throw in the towel. But instead, you need to use it as fuel to drive you to achieve what you need to achieve, you know? Because if you strongly believe in an idea, what people say shouldn't really matter. If you really believe in your idea, you're gonna push, you're gonna persevere. And when it's all said and done, these could be some of the factors, but it starts in the mind. Sometimes the only thing stopping us from achieving our dreams is fear. Fear in the mind. It's all in the mind. It begins with you, because the moment you believe in yourself, the moment you're fearless, everyone is going to see it. Everyone around you is going to see it, and they're going to be willing to invest in you. They're going to be willing to support you, because when you believe in yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you even present your business idea will be so convincing. What I would say to someone my age hoping to get their dream off the ground is that it's very important for you to believe in yourself. It'll be very, very key for you to believe in yourself, because you're going to face so many discouraging experiences. So many things are going to try to shake you off your feet. You find that for me, I had a point where, you know, when I started out on one of my companies, we weren't really getting that much revenue. We weren't getting that much traffic as well. So it was a very, very discouraging experience. It was very discouraging, because the thing about social media, we live in a generation and an age where, in the information age, we're very exposed to so much technology. So you find that on social media, people show you the success, they show you the end goal. Yay, I bought myself a house. Yeah, I bought myself a car. I've done this. Even saying, yeah, I've started a business. It's not easy. When you start off, you're not gonna start off, you can have months on end of not making any money. Even years. If you find Coca-Cola in their first year of trading, they only sold 12 bottles, only 12. But look at them now, you know, they're very big, they're very huge. So it's about not giving up. And belief in yourself is what's gonna cause you not to give up. So many people give up. That's why, according to statistics, businesses fail within the first 2 years, startups fail within the first 2 years. Why? Because people give up. So don't give up on your dream, even if circumstance is telling you it's not possible. Make it possible for yourself. Tell yourself nothing is impossible. When you believe in yourself, impossibility is not a word. That's what I believe. It's something that I've really applied, and it does work. Because if you look at all the people that we look up to, we're all human. We all have the same 24 hours. We all have the same brain. It's how you program that mind of yours that's very, very, very key. How you program it is going to be very key in determining whether you're going to achieve your dreams or they're going to remain just that, a dream. On this one, I think a very important point for those pursuing some projects in business and agriculture, etc, etc. It all comes down to your network. Networking, networking, networking. Who you know is very, very important. Of course, what you know is important, but if you don't have the right network, your business idea will never take off. It'll just be a business idea. It'll end as just an idea and never something to be implemented and becoming an actual business. And for me, speaking from past experiences, I've had so many opportunities I've missed out on simply because I didn't have a broad enough network. I didn't have the right people in my network. So I think having a great network is very important. And for those that are trying to pursue projects in agriculture, it'll be very important also, speaking in terms of network again, it comes into play again, knowing the right realtors to help you, to give you advice on which land to purchase, where to purchase, and even how much you're supposed to purchase it for. Because we all know business is, everyone is there to make money. Most people are there to make money. So if you're not careful, you won't be able to, people will rip you off, simply that. You get ripped off and you need to make wise decisions. But if you have the right network, if you have the right people in your network, you'd be advised to make the right decisions. You see, like for me, I've had a project where I spent months on end trying to look for land simply because I didn't have the right network, the right people in my network. But it took me months, months and months until I managed to be in a network with the right people. Then the process was smoother. It was easier for me. And I think the same actually applies for so many different projects, you know, be it you want to get into construction or real estate or even mining, you really need to make sure that you have a strong network, a broad network. So networking is very, very, very encouraged. It's something that I think I would encourage people, even if you're in creative arts. If you have the right network, it's very easy to push your work out there because you know more people, essentially. And some of the people you know may even be influential. They'll help you push your work out there and put your work out there. So a network, I'd say, is very important. Before you decide to go for the big goals, develop your network. It's a mistake I've made in the past. You know, I tried to go for gold before I developed my network, but I've been humbled by experiences. But I guess we all learn, we live and learn. It's about taking these experiences as a learning curve and applying them. Parental support is very key, it's very important. I think it's one of the most encouraging supports one can get, actually. Because you find, for me, when I started out, it was hard for me to go to business meetings with my partners or some prospective clients because my parents would think, ah, this guy just wants to go and fool around with his friends. But as time went on, I proved myself. I showed them the progress I was making and what I was doing, and they began to believe in me. So you find now it's easier. They now support what I do, and they now believe in me more. And you find with the community, not everyone's going to believe in your dream. Even if people know your idea is good, they're going to shoot you down simply because they don't want to see you fly. So it's very important at the end of the day to believe in yourself. Eventually, people will catch on. Eventually, they'll grasp the concept. So if you believe in yourself, it's very key to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to be able to go far because you're going to find so many discouraging instances along the way. You're going to hear so many no's. You're going to be told no so many times. I'm sure my partners can agree that we've received no. The word no. If you're not ready to receive the word no, then you're not ready for success. You're not ready to get your dream off the ground. Simple as that, you know. Because success, for you to reach success, you have to receive no. You have to go from each no without loss of enthusiasm. So there's something that I think community support and parental support plays a role in. You know, it does encourage, but at the end of the day, if you don't believe in yourself, you yourself should believe in yourself, because not everyone's going to believe in your dream. And like I said, even if they know it's a good one, some people will just shoot you down. Why make the sky the limit when there's a whole galaxy out there? Go for your dreams. Go for it. You know, you can do anything you want in this world. If you look at all the people who we look up to, they're human. We both have the same 24 hours. No one was born with a superpower. It's how you choose to use your time that's very, very key. And also, trust the process. Don't rush yourself. If you look at the story of creation, God didn't just snap his fingers and we had everything as we know it. Everything took a process, a process, a process, a process. And on the seventh day, he rested after he had created everything. So trust the process and also give yourself some time to rest. Don't be too hard on yourself. If you look at a house, it's not built by throwing hundreds of thousands and whatever bricks all in one go. No, it's built brick by brick, laying it carefully and having a very solid foundation. Don't rush the process. Don't let social media people rush you. No one's posting their failures. People just show you the good, the end results. Sometimes it may not even be true accomplishments. So don't let people rush you. Don't feel like a failure because of what someone else is doing. Remember that we have different races at the end of the day. We all have different destinies. Just because your friend Mike is achieving business success at the age of 23, doesn't really mean you're going to achieve yours at that age. We all have different destinies according to God. Maybe yours is going to come when you're 30. So you just have to be willing to work. Go for it without loss of enthusiasm until you achieve your dreams and goals. Just trust the process. And as a Christian, I'll say, put God first and everything else is going to fall into place.
So there we have it, some young, brilliant Zimbabweans doing incredible things that need to be recognized and, you know, raised to the next level. I hope this served as some sort of, you know, positive reminder and some sort of encouragement that, you know, there is hope. Eventually we're going to get there. You're going to get there as well. When I do another episode like this one, I want to have, you know, some young Zimbabwean women on as well, you know, to show that, you know, young Zimbabweans are just doing the things. We're just pushing. We're resilient. We're amazing. We're crazy. We're spontaneous. I'm running out of words, but, you know, we have it and we can have it. And until next time, just make sure you stay safe, stay healthy, and chase those dreams. Do mudana, mwari wangu, do mudana.